Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Two Democratic state senators wrote a letter to Alaska Attorney General Treg Taylor asking the State Department of Law to investigate Alaska's high price spike at the gasoline pump and to determine if Alaskans are experiencing price gouging. The letter penned by Anchorage Senator Bill Willikowski and Fairbanks Senator Scott Kawasaki urges Attorney General Treg Taylor to find out why prices at the pump went up so much in the past week. AAA reported Thursday that Alaska saw the largest increase in gasoline price since the week prior compared to the other 49 U.S. states, with an increase of about 42.2 cents on average thus far, with the price seemingly set to increase even more. As of Friday, the average price for regular gasoline at the pump in the Kenai-Soldotna area was $5.54 for regular, up from $5.49 the day earlier. Senator Willikowski in a statement said Alaskans are getting gouged and we need to find out why. Gasoline prices have gone up by over $1 in the last week in Anchorage for no perceivable reason. It makes no sense. The oil comes from Alaska and is refined in Alaska, according to Willikowski. He continues in his statement, it's our duty and the administration's duty to Alaskans to determine why this is the case, find solutions, and collaborate to reduce costs. Too much of Alaskans' money is going to fuel instead of food on the table. Similarly, in 2008 and 2009, the Attorney General, House Judiciary Committee, and the Nonpartisan Legislative Research Services Agency investigated the then high fuel prices Alaska was experiencing, and they all determined that Alaska's high fuel prices were caused by high margins charged by Alaska refineries. The senator's current request seeks similar approaches to determine why the pump prices were rising while prices in the lower 48 have stabilized, according to a report. The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance extending the time period for completion of the action items necessary for the conditional donation of a two-acre parcel to be subdivided to Triumphant Theater for the development of a theater facility. A previous ordinance was enacted which conditionally donates land to the Triumphant Theater for the purpose of developing a theater facility. The ordinance required the property development to be completed by July of 2023. But Joe Rizzo, executive director of the Triumphant Theater, requested that the Kenai City Council extend the deadline for completion of the facility for an additional 2 years to July 16th, 2025.
We're probably not going to know that, whether or not we got that appropriations from maybe till December or January. It's hard to say. It kind of puts us in a kind of a time crunch because we basically have to wait before we can design this building. We have to know, are we designing a $2 million building or are we designing a $3 million building? And so that's going to slow this process down a little bit. I suspect that having a federal grant is also going to slow this down a little bit.
Even though the Triumphant Theater raised significant funds for construction of the theater and has identified several other opportunities to significantly increase the amount of capital funds they have available, it won't be possible for them to complete the construction by the original timeline of July 16, 2023. Rizzo, in May 2021, requested consideration of a donation of 2 acres to the north of Dalbenspek Park to construct a theater facility. They have been looking for a new home since the February 2021 fire that resulted in a complete loss of their 5,000-square-foot facility up north. Through the ordinances in action, the Triumvirate Theater now has additional time to complete their capital campaign to build a facility that meets the needs of the theater community. And full details at our website at RadioKenai.com.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.